I still got butts in seats. Never really gave up butts in seats. I mean, I came, well, I've always, even when I lived in Fenton, I didn't really go to the, 3/4 mile away, I still worked out of the house most of the time, but that was even pre-COVID. Oh, excuse me. But yeah, we have the ability for people, like, in the height of it, you know, we did probably a month or two of where even like designers were, or not even, a couple months of designers being remote. And even then it was, we still had people in the office because there was still, you know, and then the plant wasn't any different. Plant, we never, you can't work from home in the plant, let's put it that way. So that was a non-starter at the plant, but reporters and everybody else, we all got the, you know, the ability when the VPNs, always on VPNs, got deployed and that sort of stuff. So you can work from anywhere, basically, but you're still supposed to have your butt in the office. There's none of that work from home. You can do certain things, but no. We're probably 90% everybody's back in now.
Yeah, NHCN. Oh, about a decade ago when I worked for Munson, our manager at the time was like, we're IT, we need to be on the bleeding edge. I want to encourage you guys to work from, you know, home or really wherever. Like, he's like, we have the technology, it's not new. You can do almost everything that you need to do from a laptop with VPN. So he's like, I want us to set an example, and I want you guys to do that. So yeah, we had our IP soft phone and our, you know, tickets and coding and all that stuff was just all remote, and it worked great. And so when COVID hit, they had looked to our team and said, this team is already like fully functional remotely. Let's buy more of those licenses and increase what we need to increase. So they did, and it was fine. Like, it took a while to get to the fringes of the departments and stuff, but really the heavy lift there was actually touching everyone's device in the way they needed to be touched to deploy the things, and then the education piece, like, those are the challenges. So, but it was kind of cool to be in that position where we had been leading for a few years, and then when it mattered, we already had all the problems solved. So, and you know the nature of our work, like, you got to be here anyway for some stuff. Like, so when they told us here, which, you know, we've been remote first for years here too, but when they said, yeah, we're bringing everybody back and you got to be here at least this many days a week, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm doing that anyway because I literally work in the data center. So, like, most of the stuff I can do remote, but, like, I can't, we don't have a robot with an arm that can patch cable. We have a robot, but it doesn't have an arm and it can't move fiber, so, like, I'm doing that. I'm configuring ports, I'm running MPO, like, that's me, so, like, I'm already there, it doesn't matter, so. It affects me very little. Every once in a while I'll get McDonald's, that's about it.